The head of the UN climate talks says COP28 is producing results, but count former Vice President Al Gore among the skeptics. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. At the UN climate talks in Dubai, the president of COP28, Sultan Al Jaber, says it's already had some noteworthy successes, among them on day one.
A breakthrough agreement on loss and damage.
That's a fund for countries suffering the worst effects of climate change. Organizers say some $720 million in commitments have already been pledged. But Sultan Al Jaber also heads the United Arab Emirates National Oil Company. Still, he says the phase-out of fossil fuels is inevitable.
And it needs to be orderly, fair, just, and responsible.
In an AP interview, however, former Vice President Al Gore says the Emirati's selection to head COP28 undermines confidence that nations are genuinely working to address climate change.
Instead of bending to the will of the fossil fuel companies, you know, they're much better at capturing politicians than they are at capturing emissions.
Gore calls Sultan Al Jaber a smart guy, but one who has a direct conflict of interest as the head of the UAE's national oil company.
The oil and gas industry made a mistake in overreaching and naming the CEO of one of the largest and one of the dirtiest, by many measures, oil companies in the world as the president of the COP.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.